This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Beans for breakfast once again.
Super Joe on it as always. 8:11. Well, that's a nice surprise. Guess who just wandered in? I don't know if he was like looking for another floor. Head coach of your Chicago Blackhawks, Jeremy Colliton. How are you, coach?
I'm great. Thanks for letting me come in.
Thanks for the breakfast.
No problem. Wasn't all me, let's be honest.
Big drop off. Yeah, I know your roadies are doing a nice job.
They brought our favorite, what are the donut holes? Is that what you call the donut holes?
Munchkins. Munchkins.
Yeah. Oh, Steve.
Don't throw them at Steve, Mary.
I thought he was looking.
It was directly in the nose. By the way, you may want to bring her in for a look.
I guess you might need to work on that move.
Well, I've told you this off the air. I'll tell you on air as well. Congratulations on an amazing turnaround. You look at the Hawks record from January on, it's a different team.
Appreciate that. It's, we're definitely not satisfied. We'd like to be playing right now. It's the best time of year. These games are, it's why you put the work in the summer and during the season. So,
well, especially the way it's working out. Tampa Bay's out. You know, Calgary may be gone. Pittsburgh's gone.
Well, I think it shows how tight the league is.
Yeah, good point.
You know, the 31st team and the first team, there's not so much distance for team between the two of them. So it's really competitive, and we just want to be in that mix.
How's it feel to be home a little bit?
It's great to see the kids and be around the family and reintroduce myself. And
you know, who's the tall guy?
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. It's fun, though. My boys, they're into the games, so we've been watching a lot.
That's got to be fun. How old are they?
6 and 5.
Oh, that's tremendous. It's tremendous. Are they old enough to slap the skates on and play hockey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They both played this year. So they're not playing right now in the spring. They're doing other stuff. But
are you a coach dad? Like, how do you keep your mouth shut on the sidelines?
I just want them to be enjoying it.
What?
That's the biggest thing.
What kind of a parent are you, hoping for kids to be happy and have a good time in sports?
It's funny. It's the same thing I do with the Hawks. Is if they're happy and enjoying it, then they're going to be better.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we watch you, and you know the camera's on you a lot.
It is, yeah.
And we watch you, and no matter if it's a tense situation or, you know, a great goal that just happened or something that maybe was a little stupid, you're very even keel. Are you like a volcano on the inside?
Yeah, I definitely inside it's a little different, but I think it's important that you measure your reaction to things. And
is that who you are, or did you have a coach who you looked to who did that?
No, that's probably who I am.
Okay.
But then when you do show a response, it typically has an effect. So that's
positively or negatively.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, did you show a little bit of a response when you were watching the draft lottery?
Yeah, I think just like Stan, pretty happy. You know, yeah. It was pretty funny to watch him on camera. He was trying to keep it in, but that's really important for the organization, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, and you got a wish list? You know, top three or four you'd like?
We got people who are, well, you know.
You'd have to kill me if you told me?
Yeah,
is that where this is going?
I'm just saying that, you know, we got people who've been working on it all year.
Sure.
And they've been putting a lot of time in, and this is obviously what we're going to work through it together, but they've put a lot of work in, and I'm excited to see and hear what they think of all these guys. And
when they get to work with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Stan Bowman, Dave, you were just talking about it. There was almost a half fist pump.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was almost, you know, I think he would have dislocated his shoulder or something, because that's not a Stan move.
We heard it in his voice the next morning when he was on the air with us here. You've already got so many young guys who've you coached at Rockford, who've made an impact last season. For you, getting a chance to coach these guys at this level, was it different this year than it was when you were coaching them at Rockford?
It is. There's less time, whether it's practice time or just even time to run into them around the rink. You know, in Rockford, there's limited media.
So more demands.
Definitely, and you get more time to practice, and so you just it's easier to coach them. It's easier to give them the feedback they need at the right time. Whereas here, you don't always get to pick and choose when to run into someone. Sometimes it's a little more stiff
Got to schedule it out. Did you ever imagine as a player, as a kid coming up, that you would have a practice facility like the MB Financial Arena with all the stuff you guys? And by the way, the world's biggest weight room.
And by the way, now the Fifth Third Arena.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Apologize for that. And thank you, Fifth Third. But it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's a great place to come to work. And I think the players are comfortable there, and that's important, too. You know, a lot of practice rinks, it's like you feel like you're outdoors, you know. And
crazy.
And it's the world we live in where your team rink, your game rink, there's a lot of events in there. So it's not possible to practice in the game rink all the time. For us, it's just as comfortable, yet at maybe even more comfortable to be in the practice
room. What I like is that shot machine. I got to get one of those for the house.
I like the kitchen we saw there.
Yeah, that was crazy,
too. They should have events in that kitchen.
And the vending machine with super healthy food.
You know, like how I like good appliances. Yeah. So,
and there's also a Dunkin' Donuts. Someone can throw munchkins at you.
Shit me right in the face.
I thought you were going to open your mouth.
Well,
Jeremy, so like I'm a producer by nature. And before I became a producer, I was still producing. Before you were in this position where now you have an off season to think about moves and strategy and things like that, have you, as a pre-coach, did you list to look at other teams and things when you were young in the game, and boy, if they made this move, that would really benefit them?
Yeah, I think we all do. When we're growing up, you're a fan, and as a kid, you like, my hometown area is Calgary, so you follow the team, and there were many years where they weren't very good, so yeah, you have your opinions. And I think that's exciting to be a fan, and everyone wants to win and you want to have success, and people, we're fortunate here in Chicago to have so many people who care.
And you got fans, I'm sure, that you bump into out in around town. We're more than happy to give you a few tips.
Absolutely, and we'll take them all. So that's great. That's a fun type of situation where you feel how much people want the team to have success, and so we're going to put the work in.
Did you get a gift, Sandberg?
Well, I think we got a gift. Here, Dave Bennett, why don't you open this gift?
Oh, I'd love to.
Because I
Thank
have another
you.
Question. I have a question for Jeremy about his look. So I don't know if
you've been... Are we talking style here?
Yes. So okay. I don't know if you've been tapped for a Michigan Avenue magazine cover yet. Your people probably, because I'm sure they're interested. One thing that's fun to watch about you is that I like that you don't look the same at every game. You do glasses, no glasses. Sometimes the hair is different. You know, there's... and a lot of the... Like other coaches, you couldn't pick which game they were at because they all look so
different.
It's
funny you say that, because I'd be curious about your answer, too, because from a guy's perspective...
A lot of people are curious lately.
Yeah, a guy's perspective would be, well, this is what was closest to me as I was getting dressed.
Right, no, this is calculated.
But is this calculated?
I wouldn't say calculated. No one wants to fall in a rut. I've got to keep people guessing.
Got to
keep people guessing.
Look at you. What do you get, Dave?
Well, there is a note to the Steve Cochran Show. We appreciate the support you give the Blackhawks throughout the year. We wanted to say thanks for everything with a little breakfast this morning for you and all of our friends at WGN Radio. Thanks again, Jeremy Colleton and the Blackhawks. And look, we have hats.
Ah, fantastic.
You're a hat guy.
I don't know if you noticed, Jeremy, I've lost a little hair, so I'm a big hat guy.
Are you allowed to wear that on the air?
Let's see that hat.
Yeah.
Can you throw one to Steve?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Sure.
Don't hit him in the face like
there's
I did.
Yeah, careful. There's a hook on the back.
So. Yeah, okay. All right. Slap this bad boy on.
So have you done a photo shoot yet for a magazine cover?
No, and I don't wish to.
You're going to. I can tell. I can already tell.
We might have a fight about that. We'll see.
You already planted that seed.
I have. Well, because I know we... I mean, everybody who's prominent in Chicago that's has good style here in sports does it. So
it's funny. They haven't asked me yet.
He doesn't.
What's so funny about that? All right, here we go. Let me get
Steve
the headphones
looks good out in the hat. That looks good.
Nah,
it's a red. Good. It's a red. What do you call that? It's not. Good. It's not a hard top. What is that called? Non-structured.
Yes.
I don't know hat talk.
Unstructured.
Okay. Yeah, unstructured.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The Hawks logo is the best logo.
Best logo in sports.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you have every piece, Coach, of Hawks gear?
Oh, I'm sure that's impossible to do.
Yeah, you know, stores right up the street. We can swing by. Use my name. I can get you a discount. So, thanks for coming over. I appreciate that very much. Nice surprise.
Appreciate your
thanks
help
for
all year.
This is much better than the Mueller press conference we have to go to in about 10 minutes. Much better. That looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Dave, put yours on so we can get a picture. And we'll come back and do more in a second. Coach Jeremy Colleton, your Chicago Blackhawks. Won't be long. We'll be back at convention and then in the camp. And then right away in the
short off season.
And then Prague.
And then Prague.
Well, plus the draft.
And a draft, right. Which would be great. Obviously, that's going to be huge.
22nd or whatever. That's getting a pick on the first night. That's like.
And I told Coach that I would be in Prague, and he said, I'm not sure we're doing that trip.
I know. He kind of brushed that off.
Yeah.